Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It was the worst waste of a cheat in the history of waste of a cheat. All I could find in my scrounging was my son's box of Fruit Loops.
Not great.
To put in your body. Bad.
Shannon, how come you don't
sugar.
Make brownies ever or anything?
Because we don't have an oven.
Oh, good call.
We don't have nothing. Oh, give me. I mean, not even the slightest effort at credibility. And I went, bye-bye. Come on.
But after
like
you're invested into it, it's okay.
Are winning.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't want to be
one
part
person,
of that.
You know, or one person. It's just like no effort was made
How
to
about
even
one person
try
loses.
To make it realistic.
One person loses, and it's Mike.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Monday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you with us. It was great to have you with us on Friday. We had such a wonderful cocktail party show. That is such a wonderful tradition that we've started with this. And hopefully it's not a tradition because you do that every year. So we hope you don't have another pandemic next year and we have to come back and do that. Does that make sense?
A tradition like no other, Mike.
A tradition like any other. And Oscar looks like the guy on Better Call Saul, the son
yes.
of Hector, who's conflicted and is the super tough guy. That is a good, I think it's a good look for him. What do you think, Rob?
I always did. You know, it's just a little longer than when he got his head shaved because of the loss of the bet. But you see, after he got his head shaved, after about a week, this is where he was at. And I liked the look. I thought it was very good.
It's amazing what you can do with clippers that you bought just to like trim, like edge up and trim up. For those of you that like to cut your own hair.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually cut my own hair, not even in college, in my life. Never, ever, ever. It's pretty easy. I watch a YouTube video and I said, well, why am I watching this?
You had to watch a video for that?
Well, what I don't know is like
how to cut your own hair. There's probably a technique to it.
Yeah,
but that haircut, that's basically just what, a number four and go?
Well, it depends. I have longer hair than you've ever had, so I had to start with
a number. Remember?
Yeah,
I used to have very long hair.
Oh,
okay.
You gave it to Locks of Life.
Well, you had long strands of it hanging off the back of your head, but the top was...
So what? I looked
the top
like
was the, zero Mostel.
You look like the Tiger King.
Even if I looked like the doorkeeper from Rocky Horror Picture Show, I still had long hair. So,
ideally, you want to do it in a way where you don't mess something up. So.
Right.
We got nothing but time on our hands. I watched a YouTube video and then I cut my hair. We're good to go.
Can we see the back?
Sure.
All right,
that's the tough part. Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
It's a little choppy, but I mean that's all right. And I know we had this discussion before. Did you get looks after you changed the look? I mean, are you getting any?
You're not seeing
as many people.
Well, it's neighbors. Neighbors don't. There's no waving as it is. But now they think that my drug lord cousin has moved in, and now he's living in the D.C. area. He's probably
sinister. Oscar.
He's escaped from Queens.
It's such a badass look.
I mean,
no one that saw you. But especially when you have like your resting bitch face, it really looks.
Yeah.
I think people could be intimidated.
Let's
try this, Oscar. Give a big smile. Let's see how you look. See, that's nice.
Yeah. Still looks mean. Here we go. All right, I got to get this out of the way. First of all, I am a hypocrite. All right, down here in the state of Florida, they have indicated that they are considering golf to be an essential activity. I actually communicated with our general manager down here telling him I thought that was a bad idea.
Right, I
and
remember.
And that people should maintain that when you're out playing golf, social distancing should be happening. They changed protocols with people taking one golf cart each. They separated people on the driving range. This is where the hypocrisy comes in. I'm telling him I thought he should shut the whole operation down, but I still went up over the weekend because I was literally going out of my mind. I went up to hit a few golf balls in my social distancing way. It doesn't matter. I shouldn't have done it. I should have walked the walk. But I went up there anyway, all right? Because Carla, it's just like, you know, Carla took a jog social distancing with a friend down here that look, if you're making the effort to socially distance, you got to walk the walk. And if I'm telling people to do that, I got to walk the walk. And I'm telling you, I wasn't closer than 7 or 8 feet to anybody that I had any contact with. But it still doesn't matter. I felt like a hypocrite doing that. That's not the point of the story. The point of the story is when I go up there, I feel just a little peer group pressure because, and it's a nice thing. It's a nice way because everybody I talk to asked me, all the guys I talk to asked me, so you're going to play? When are you going to play next? When are you going to play? And I've taken to doing the whole explanation. It gets tedious. It gets boring. Where I said I'm going along with the guidelines, and it's a little political, and they know my politics. Where you know, it ain't the left wingers that are worrying about you know, ignoring the CDC guidelines. Trust me, okay. So they give me a little crap, but I let it roll off because it comes from a good place, and I can't change the way people are if they don't get it. And if I was to start lecturing people, I would push them further into doing whatever they're doing. So I don't approve of it. I'm not playing golf, but I go up to the range. I'm on the range. There's this old codger up there. I've seen him for years around here. I think he's a rich guy. And he's up there, and I say hello. Hello. Used to be in my neighborhood. And says something along the lines of, are you playing? I said, no, I'm not playing while this is going on. He's, why not? And there's a tone to it that I sense something might be afoot.
Yeah. Right.
But I said, I think it's important that if I'm telling my listeners to socially distance, that I do that. I probably shouldn't even be up here. And that began a very interesting conversation. And the conversation was, it went from the first comment he made was, well, we all have to go sometime. And I said,
can you estimate this guy's age? I'm just curious. 80. Over 80. Okay. So he's a very, very much a codger.
But a young guy, like Florida mentally 80, and, but a curmudgeon, like well, noted.
Maybe he had a terrible life outside of golf and he's like,
well, I am not even close to done.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
So it starts with, we all have to go something. I'm sure people have gotten that response. Big a deal. Yeah. Doesn't bother me. I said, well, you know what? I'm really approaching it like I would have it and pass it along. Or if someone gave it to me, I wouldn't want to be in a hospital situation with somebody who was on the front line, a 25-year-old nurse who's in there who might pick it up from me. And there's a pause. And he says, that's the job they chose to do. I said, well, I feel compassion for people that are on the front lines. They didn't sign up for it. Well, they chose that job. And I'm starting to get pissed. And I said, don't you feel, don't you feel concerned for that? Nope. That's what he said to me. He said, nope. So I'm getting angrier and angrier and angrier. Then it evolved into, well, I guess that's the difference between you and me. I said, I do feel empathy for people that are dealing with that situation. We have a lot of people that I know that are in that situation, and he wasn't having any of that. Then he made a reference to being in the military for a number of years. And I said, well, wouldn't you feel compassion for the people that, you would lose in a military situation, in a wartime situation? And he stops, and he says one of these, nope. And it was just
wow. So he considered it and then still said no.
And
that's so wild.
At that point, I'm beginning to vibrate a little bit with anger. I'm so mad right now at that. And by the way, I've heard this from people during these days we live in, which is compassionate. Compassion is a sign of weakness. I could not disagree more. I've always disagreed. Politically, spiritually, on every level. I think it's one of the great forgiveness and compassion. I think are two of the wonderful things you can do in the world. That's what I believe. So I believe with all my heart and soul. I blow up at people. I scream at people. I believe in forgiveness and I believe in compassion. I do. I think it's two of the things that you can do for yourself that make you feel good. But He's not getting any of it. And I think really anybody that says differently might be full of bluster and full of crap. But I don't say anything more. And then finally, when I'm walking away, I say, well, y'all have a good day. And I'm walking away. He said, yeah, keep working on that compassion thing.
Mm.
I said, excuse me? He said, yeah, I guess you got your listeners believing that. And, you know,
oh my
I'm
God,
not gonna,
he listens.
I'm not going to. No, I told him about my listeners. Oh,
but wow.
And I look at him, and I'll probably get another letter now because I looked at him. I said, I am glad I never f-ing worked for you.
Mm.
And wow. I walked away, and I was just sitting there. Look, you can say what you want to say about this virus. You can say, I don't believe this is what I believe. This is happening. I don't think it's going to be as bad. All of that. I get that. Yeah. What I have trouble with is just somebody who would be that soulless and that, why are you even doing something where you have to have other people around if you feel that way? I was actually thrown for quite a loop. Like it hurt me so bad. It knocked me down so bad. And I shouldn't be, you know, what do they call us, snowflakes? I shouldn't be that bad. I was so pissed off.
Well, you're not a
snowflake.
I'm not going
to challenge an 80-year-old to a fight. I was walking away, and then I bumped into a bunch of friends of mine, and I it was a palate cleanser, so I was able to get over it. But that, if there is anything down here that symbolizes the angry white guy, I was just sitting there going, why? Where does the anger come from? Where does that? Yeah, where does that? Where does that?
I don't
come
see
from?
That. I don't see that as a snowflake behavior, Mike. I see that as someone who is trying to really help the world get through this. And if you can't,
we come off a show where we're talking to nurses that are on the front lines,
right,
on the Mike O'Mara show, and I thought the lady that got the coronavirus was so articulate. You know, this is a time where the human condition, man. This is what gets us through this, is socializing and
yes,
talking to each other, you know, whether it be virtually or not.
I was
dumbfounded.
Maybe your subset is the wrong subset the wrong barometer to rate what people are actually going through. Because if that gentleman is 80 and is able to play golf on a regular basis, that's not most of America. Most of America are the people that are working at your local grocer,
right,
just trying to make a living, delivering right, packages, just trying to feed their families.
Doing an amazing yes, job, by the way, all of them.
Yeah, and or fighting with the banking system, trying to make sure that they get their catastrophic relief money or small business relief dollars, a PPP. I think that's what most of America is about, Mike. And I feel and I completely understand where you're coming from. You're like, how can someone be so soulless? How can someone be so without compassion for what is really happening? It's because they've chosen to. And those people were like that before this happened. And they're not going to change now. They're not going to change now.
It's selfish.
I agree with that.
It's pure selfishness, and that's what makes him devoid of compassion and empathy. Because if he's going to continue to put himself first, which is what he's doing, he's not going to not golf. He's not going to not be around people. He's going to say, you know, well, let the nurses, that's what they chose. That's pure selfishness, and that's ugly, and that's evil.
Yeah, it was strange. Too old to like challenge him to a fight or anything.
No.
And you know, I've gotten in enough trouble down here.
but it could change.
I mean, I love the game. The game is what I love. That's it. The game is what I love. And there's some fine people down here that are doing
that.
Why do I always bump into these ass clowns that just get my Irish up? I didn't go looking for it. I didn't go looking for it. It was a casual discussion. I have my pat answer that you know, I'm choosing not to get out there right now.
Right.
And I just don't. I don't understand sometimes whether it's somebody trying to play the tough guy or what. I just don't.
Maybe they're so unhappy that they don't care. I mean, someone that has that type of response for someone that's shown empathy just. Or compassion, it means.
Oh my
it's mind blowing.
It means it speaks volumes.
By the way, most of my conversations have been great. Everybody's kind of dealing with this in their own way. They're understanding it. That's the way it goes. They're understanding it as best can be. No, they're not. I'm not going to lie.
Are they wearing masks?
I'm going to say that I wish it was a little different down there. The masks down here started over the weekend. Where in fact, I was looking out the window here and saw a couple of people walking by with the
are
masks
you wearing
on
masks?
Right now. No. No, I'm not wearing. I didn't wear the masks. Are for gloves and masks are for grocery stores and going out. We don't do that. We haven't Well, I haven't been out of my house other than taking a walk, and I did not wear the mask taking a walk yesterday or riding my bike yesterday. So I don't know.
It's probably tough, but I would think of it this way. If somebody's even 6 feet ahead of you and they cough,
right,
and you're riding your bike right into that. Or if somebody,
yeah,
or somebody swinging.
I think you sold me. You don't have to tell me.
You know, they cough and it's downwind and you're there. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. That's a sweet pattern.
I'll wear that.
That is a sweet pattern. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice? There's mine. I want the gray one. There you go.
The gray one is nice. My Aunt Cindy is making masks.
I think you're right. I think everybody's got to kind of take this, especially during the weeks here. So that was my happy little story. Oh, did I mention that I went back to where he was and I took off all my clothes and grabbed my stomach and shook it up and down. I was, hey, look under there. Look under there. You want a piece of that, old man?
Then
how does that
then
feel,
he wishes
Bob Barker?
He was wearing
story?
A mask.
I hate
that
to
is.
Share it. This is my psychotherapy. I hate to share it with people, but I had to. I had a great Zoom call with my family on the weekend too, which was great.
Yeah, but that's
using
not
the
funny,
technology
you know?
Of Zoom.
This
what?
Is, at least the story you told us was funny. That's not funny.
I have a question. Now, how many people were on the Zoom call with your family?
It was only my immediate family, so 338.
So I was wondering, was there anyone that was a technological weak link at Zoom?
You got us names.
My sister and
Kathy,
for the first
come on,
for the
Kathy.
First 5 seconds, I'm looking at like one quarter of Paul's face, which was a little bit frustrating.
Like the neighbor on Home
right.
Improvement.
And then Catherine. Catherine like was like like in direct sunlight. So, I mean, and, we can't all. Elizabeth, of course, Elizabeth nailed it.
Had
and,
it
of course.
And was there with her quiet beau, who was sitting on the couch eating pretzels the entire Zoom conference. And then we got to see my cousin Teddy's
Mike,
whole family.
Did you know that 20 years ago, it would have been impossible to watch him eat pretzels? And now you can do it in the privacy of your own home.
Did you see him off camera, like around her shoulder, just eating pretzels?
No, he's like, she was up front and he was sitting in the back, like leaned back, like not engaging in the meeting.
Not my
like,
family.
Out. He spoke when he was spoken to.
Yeah, his actual quote was Oscar, they're pretzels.
Right.
These not pretzels are making me thirsty.
But it's great to be able to do that. I would almost like to get on a TMOS fan club.
We can do that.
Zoom
Absolutely.
Call while we're doing the cocktail party on Friday. But I don't know if I'd be able to do
we
that.
We can
I
do
would,
that.
That'd be too much distraction.
Smolar, I think, would be a problem. Maybe Trip Affleck. We'll see.
Depends where you get catch Trip between drinks 2 and 3 and look out.
To my friend Pauly Christine, your wife Debbie, your bunny
Debbie Christine.
If I wanted to reach into the screen and take a spoon and get a little sip of that gravy that he had, this man's wife is the best cook I've ever seen. I've never seen photographs online where you could smell the tomato sauce
yes.
coming through. It just like, because it was Palm Sunday, the big Catholic holiday. And it was just delightful. It was delightful.
The thing that kept running through my head when I saw his when I saw his post is that the gravy had spare ribs in it. There were so many different kinds of meat.
That's the
I've never
tradition.
Even thought about that.
They make the base, the big Italian families, right? They make the gravy with the base of that Italian tomato sauce, and then they just throw the different meats in. Oh, my God.
Yes,
I could eat it
right
now.
Done,
it
would be done. Done and done.
Yes.
You know, you look meaner with your short hair. You
what?
Really do.
He
you're
does.
Like,
yeah. I'm hungry. It sounds amazing.
I'm
well, you were
too.
Offered an Uncrustable and you turned it down.
That's what I miss. I want to go out to a restaurant. I want to.
What will be your first
nice,
restaurant?
Huh?
Will the first restaurant be the Mia?
I don't know. We've gotten Mia takeout, so maybe not.
Okay.
And Mia's really, you know, I don't know.
I miss.
We ever going to go back to restaurants?
Yes, I miss Jimmy's.
I do too. I do too. It's you know, it's all about a vaccine.
I wonder
people.
If Jimmy will actually
go University of Pittsburgh. Go University of Pittsburgh. You get that vaccine.
Could I?
You get it. You get
could,
it, girl.
Could I order Jimmy's into the district? I'd pay the delivery fee. I'm just curious. Is that
like
possible?
You could get a delivery driver if you paid enough?
Yeah.
You probably
yeah.
pay $50 to get.
I got Burger King delivered to my house this weekend.
Why would you do that?
Eating the health food? That's fine. That sounds
well, because they sold me on their commercials. They seemed compassionate. They got that good-looking guy being like, hey, we're still thinking about you. And I'm like, you know what? I'm thinking about you, too.
Well, everybody's thinking about us.
It took an hour to get to us.
Popeyes has said I'm part of their family now if I watch television. It's because we care about you. We're going to bring it to you.
Did you cook anything, Rob, over the weekend? Did you cook anything besides
yes,
my mom's brownies?
Yes, I did.
Brownies? I know.
I did.
He's going to talk about the brownies mm-hmm. later. But
We did easy dinner Saturday night. We did chili dogs, but I made corned beef and cabbage last night that was off the charts. It was so good. So good.
Oh, you mean the Irish corned beef and cabbage? Wow.
Yeah, because as we've discussed, we got St. Patrick's Day stolen from us. And so I had an extra corned beef for the supper club because we normally host supper club for St. Patrick's Day, and I do that. So I was able to take it out of the freezer and cook it, and it was just the best. And it's the only time Robert gets so excited. It's Robert's favorite dinner ever. Robert will come down and start setting the table. When do you think dinner's going to be ready? This kid that I can't get
it's
out of his room
he likes
with
that.
A crowbar.
I don't think of that. I don't think of that as a kid's dish that much, but that's cool that he likes that.
He's always loved it. That's his favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you
when do you think dinner's
really
going to be ready, Dad?
I had dinner with my mom. Well, I would say dinner, more like Linner, as I went out for to
Lunner.
Lunner. I sat on the deck, and she had left food out on the back deck for me. And this is
before. Are you sure? Well, the food she left, was it like seeds and crumbs? Because it might have been for the birds.
No, she actually had cooked something.
Okay.
What'd she make?
She made carne asada.
Oh.
And yum. And con arroz and plantains, fried plantains. And
that's like South American bananas, Mike. They're big bananas from down south.
No, they're little ones.
And I ate with, yes,
bigger.
Little ones.
Aren't
little,
they?
Well, no, they're littler they're than regular smalls. Bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah, balloon head.
Well, the ones we sold were bigger. Of course, we always had small bananas, so it's hard to say.
the protocol was she would leave the food out. I would stay in the car until she was clear from the backyard. And then I would go to the backyard and where they have the patio furniture. We had a meal together, but through the glass, and we were on the phone. So we were just like talking while I was eating and she was eating. And just
that's so sad.
I mean,
it must have been like on
that's so sad.
CBS Sunday morning, Ben Mankiewicz was doing a piece with George Takei, and he interviewed him through his sliding glass door on his deck.
But that's
so yeah, but he could teleport to right where Ben Mankiewicz was. Right. Hey, that's a good place to start the show, isn't it? Yeah,
it's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Make one.
Quiet, please.
Recording.
Oh, again.
I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra great. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy. And I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different.
Okay, we're recording.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. But every bit is. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that.
Wonderful.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Yet every bit is finger-licking good, you see. No, every bit is finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's right, folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's right, folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. Right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Five Mavage. Marriage together and ever.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with all you wonderful listeners. We appreciate it. From Colchester, Vermont, Fort Mill, South Carolina, Unionville, Virginia, Heathrow, Florida, Sonoy, Georgia, and Verona, Italy. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and man, oh man, did I watch me a documentary about those folks in Italy. Whoo, Lord.
Which one?
Pray to God. It was a late night thing I saw when I couldn't sleep, and it was on CNN, and it was a British guy that did a little documentary filmmaking over in northern Italy, where the belly of the beast for this coronavirus outbreak, which in the country that's been hit hardest, and you see this very, very modern hospital. I think Americans tend to think of everybody outside of the United States as not being as medically advanced as we are,
sure.
But they are. They have wonderful health facilities over there in Italy. And to see this ultra-modern, sprawling facility just overwhelmed with people, and they have a little bit older population than we do over here, was mind-boggling. So it's been top of mind for everybody. Everybody's been dealing with this. It's been something to behold. And, you know, just keep your fingers crossed and hope yeah. that this thing isn't as bad as some people predict and better than a lot of people predict. Let's hope. That's all you can do. You can hope right now.
One of my guys that you know, we all have handymen here and there that we work with. There's a gentleman that works with us for over a decade, and he always had like a painter friend that we used to work with him. His name is Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me yesterday and he said, "Hey, I just was calling to let you know. I know that you guys were friends but Mario passed from COVID-19 just 2 days ago.
Wow.
Oh,
so
my God.
So you're getting, it's going to touch everybody with
right?
this. Let
yeah.
me get the sponsorship out of the way here before we get depressed further. this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by KiwiCo. We're seeing a lot of kids stuck inside lately. They waste their days away. If you think it's impossible to get a kid to put down the cell phone or video game and do something that's good for their brain, you're wrong.
Wrong.
You are wrong, Bobby Bobby Boo. It's very possible. Let's take a second to talk about KiwiCo. It's a science and art subscription box for kids, tested by kids. It's more fun than any game they can play, and I was truly surprised by how much we both enjoyed it. Michael loves getting things in the mail, and he loves doing it by himself, mostly, and I love helping him. Your kids won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo, and when they're finished, their confidence will be as big as their smile. It's great to spend quality time tackling projects together.
Together and
marriage
ever, forever.
Each box has all the supplies needed for that month's project. All you need is an appetite for fun. KiwiCo, redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And we're all reaching out to family during these difficult times. And that had to be kind of surreal going to see your mamo out there in Oldie Oscar.
What was even, this is tough because my mom is the same type of mom that I think a lot of people are dealing with now, where she's independent and she wants to do what she wants to do because that's the way she's always lived her life.
Right.
Just like Rob's mom wants to go back to work when she doesn't have to go back to work.
Right.
But we finally have wrangled my mother with the help of my brother and my sister to say, you just can't go anywhere. But the promise is, if you need anything, Oscar or Shannon will get it for you. And Oscar and Shannon want to keep their word. So my mom needed some TP. And I said, well, I'll wake up early in the morning after doing some research and realizing it's nowhere except for
you. Are the he is the struggler, isn't he, Rob?
He is the struggler.
What a good guy. You could have gotten online and tried to get that toilet paper delivered.
There's a 5 to 10 day runway for it.
Oh, my God.
It's not healthy to hold it for 5 or 10 days. Doctors agree. Dr. Fauci said.
Look, I know people are at home. I get it. But when did we all. This is the only reason this exists. Is because of the hoarding mentality.
There's another theory I heard that I kind of buy into a little bit that could contribute to it is that in the past, there's been a certain pipeline for home use toilet paper and office use toilet paper. No one's going to the offices anymore. So
believe it for a second that's real.
Just a theory I'm offering. That's all.
No, this is people that went into the grocery store and stripped the shelves. This was not created out of a shortage. The shortage was caused by the behavior of people. This is not like sudden. Somebody heard what you said. Well, now when I take my at the office, what's going to happen to me? And no, this was created by a bunch of dipsticks that went in there and grabbed it all off the shelves, and now it's gone. And so when nobody thinks about this product. It's an automatic. Do we need toilet paper? I don't know. How many times do you have here? Do we need toilet paper? I don't know. Maybe we do. This was people.
People. Mike, I'm happy you brought up the office. The office here, even at Podcast Village, I attempted to bribe the cleaning lady who continues to come here, God bless her soul, to buy toilet paper when I found out my mom needed toilet paper. I said, hey. In Espanol, I said, ¿te puedo comprar eso de ti directo? And she said...
It's so cute when he speaks Spanish.
And she said, no podemos porque la señora, the lady that owns the building, ella va a Costco cuando abre y ella lo compra con su familia ahí. And I was like, so you're telling me the only place you can go is Costco as soon as it opens to get it? She goes, yes. And I said, all right, this is Friday night. I can't buy it from the cleaning lady. I got to go on Saturday morning.
I like your back channel operation, though. It's good that you tried.
I got my toilet paper at the Ace Hardware Store. The greatest hardware store in the history of mankind that has everything. And by the way, I did a little touching up of the old office.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm here to make the announcement.
Yeah.
My domicile is no longer mine. I no longer own it. It now belongs to someone else.
Woo!
It is gone. It is off my radar. I don't have to stress.
Oh, yes.
The 5-month odyssey is over.
I said 6 months. That was close.
I said St. Patrick's Day, and I think you buy me 2 weeks because of a pandemic. I was actually pretty close, too. So I'm glad it's done, Mike. That's awesome.
Well, I will tell you this, that I said to my realtor, you going to put the for sale sign, the sold? Because, he doesn't do that.
No. Who does
Nor that? Does he say, hey, you know, here was the conversation, going down to yesterday. Oh, yeah. I knew we had a final walkthrough yesterday.
Yeah.
All right? With the chill guy. There's a part of me that believes he might just be sitting there and go, you know, start in the morning with...
Oh, good.
As chill as it gets, right? So I say, hey, how you doing? I waited 2 days because we were told to run out and sign paperwork on Thursday. And I didn't talk about it on the air because I was terrified of talking about it.
Yeah, no jinx.
I said, if I talked about it on the air, I said, but once I know, I'm going to let our listeners know because Lord knows I bitched about this transaction. Right. So I'll tell everybody when it's over, okay? I'll emphasize the good. And while this might not sound like me talking about something good that happened, it's only because of how frustrated I was to the last nanosecond. The last possible nanosecond. And what it concerns, what is my, you guys would be able to tell everybody, what is my numero uno issue with running a business, with anything?
Lack of communication.
Yeah.
Sure.
That is the way. You want to piss me off? That's the best way to do it. Tell me what's going on. So a couple of days go by. So you better get out there, and then we'll, I think they still want to close on Sunday, and then they'll walk through on Monday. So it's like, okay, great. I'll wait to hear from you. So this is Thursday. So Friday.
Oh, that's not good.
Saturday.
Ooh.
All day. I wake up Sunday and I'm like, I can't stand it. I said, I got to call him. I got to call him. And I said, hey, what's going on? I said, well, they're planning on doing the walkthrough. I said, yeah. Anything? I'd like, what time? Instead of, 3 o'clock. I said, so they, this is a direct quote. I said, so they came down from their home state. They made it down here. And this is the quote. I think so.
Oh, God.
That's what I was up against.
Has it been the same realtor the whole time?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's fine. We're friends. Yeah. I'll shake his hand. He did it. He's fine.
It seems like it was done for him.
It's just like, 5 months. I am, you know how I am, right? Yeah. I'm a warrior. Yeah. I like to give me information. Yeah. I wanted to know when the car door is opening, when they're walking, what their mood was when they left, that type of stuff. And then, once again, I called again this morning to find out that it had been consummated. You know what? They'd made love to me, finally.
Also, thank you. It's a non-traditional time to buy or sell a home.
You want to talk about it?
Huh? You want to talk about a 5 week period over
the economy right now? Do you know how many people are walking away from deposits?
Yeah, sure.
On real estate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on the world we live in right now? I'm blessed. I'm very, very blessed that this, that I'm no longer, paying. In a time when the least time I could ever afford to do it, paying double bills for things. And that's the whole issue when you do it the way we do it. It'll never happen again.
Never.
I told my wife, you're taking me out of this house feet first in a box, in a pine box. That is the way that is going to happen. That's the fact, Jack. But no, it's like, I guess when you do this for a living, you steal it. I wouldn't be able to do it. I realize that. I would not be able to be in the real estate world. I would be worried about every single person. I would take everything personally. Right. That's the way I would do it. But I guess, sometimes you just chill. Yeah,
you got to be dead inside. Dead inside.
What are they doing? They're doing their little final walkthrough with a robot?
Mike, by drone. There's a small drone inside your house.
I envy people like that. I do. I get mad at them, but I kind of envy them.
So
I've always wanted to be that guy that's just like, it's like, you just won the lottery, and you're going to be paid $1 million a month for the rest of your life. All right. I don't need to show any emotion.
Is this just an urban legend that all the borders are closed? They're not closed, right? You can just drive across the border and you'll be fine.
I don't know.
Which border? Like state to state borders?
Yeah, no. They were talking about the fact that 95 South, with people coming down from New York, to escape New York and come to their homes in Florida. They were having a tough time. I heard things about this is another one of those deals where you hear about it there. Yeah. Nobody really knows. There are no news stories.
So Georgia,
with people being stacked up at the border, and people from New York and Louisiana being messed with to get into the great state of Florida. Now, what I was told by my sister is if I head north and make the pilgrimage up to the great state of Maine, I will have to self quarantine for 14 days. I am self-quarantining now, basically.
Yeah,
I said, do I get to go out and take a walk? Yes. Well, then I said that it's the same exact thing that I've been doing.
Is that your sister saying, don't come up?
No, quite the opposite. like to the point of being difficult. It's like, you should come up. You should come up. You should come up.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is actually really sweet. She wants family to be together, and she doesn't know how to do Zoom very well, so she needs you there.
So I don't know. I mean, aren't we all in the land of the great unknown right now?
Yes.
We don't know what's going to happen.
I asked about the borders because my mom was so bummed out. And just in her own way, she had a strong, she put on like a strong face, but I could tell that she was like, I stayed for almost 2 hours, just like S'ing the breeze through the phone, looking at my mom through the glass. Mm-hmm. And she's like, do you have to go now? And I said, I don't have to go, Bob, but what else are we going to do?
Was it cold?
No, it was nice. It was a nice day outside.
Pleasant day to sit down on your patio?
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
And then I texted my brother and sister. I said, might have to drive mom to California or some, or Boston somewhere, because it seems to me that she's a little bummed out and lonely.
Yeah, and family is kind of doing it. My my daughter is staying with friends, and the friends' family got their elderly mother and brought her back to the house
too. Yeah.
Lot of that, you know, you still have to be careful.
My mom has figured out FaceTime, and if she hooks up with me on FaceTime and we're talking, can't get her off the phone. She's like, you know, because she's alone. It's her and her dog, and that's it. And I feel so sorry for her. She works during the day, and she's watching her movie, and she's got plenty of wine, and that's good.
Is she still going into the office, or is she working remotely now?
No, it's been 2 weeks since she's been in. She had 2 weeks ago and a few days, a little more than 2 weeks. She went in, and they left a banker's box for her there of what she needed, put it in her car, went home, and she hasn't been out of the house since.
And Mike,
what's your dad doing now?
My dad is still staying at home, and Kathy is, she's working from home as well. My dad doesn't do anything.
I was giving you a straight lie there. Yes, Oscar, what were you going to say?
Well, the only way that could ever happen, at least for us, is if these tests come into the D.C. area and they're readily available and we tested negative, and then we'd throw her in the back of a van, much like a kidnapping, and then just drive her across the country. That's the only way that would happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta bring your gloves. Bring your gloves.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the Spanish word for gloves?
Want this?
I don't know. I just I'm gonna try it again with Rob, and then we'll go to commercial break. So, Rob, what's your dad doing right now?
He's stalking women that are lonely.
That was worth going back, wasn't it?
That was worth.
I'm sorry, I was in a serious zone for a minute. I apologize.
Stalking women that are lonely.
Mike, it's a lonely time.
I didn't expect it. That's wonderful. That was delightful. Thank you for doing that. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require: peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Noom. Crash diets are always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom, because everyone is different. Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. Noom is like having a Carla online every single day.
Online
it's
Carla,
wonderful.
Virtual Carla.
Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do. You do the things you do. And it gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. I love it. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It's the best. Oscar loves Noom. Carla's never looked better. Wow. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. All right, you boys tried to get me to do the Ozark thing, right?
Yeah.
Watch that Ozark. Go back to it. You said I could watch season three. And I wouldn't have to go get a recap. They do a nice recap at the beginning of season three. I realize what I hate about that show.
What is it?
It's the same thing that I hate about Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's contrived. It's not based in reality at all. There's no, even if you're going to be talking about, look, all art like that. Goodfellas, Pulp Fiction, The Godfather, all these things. They're all stories. They're all made up fictitious stories. What I like to do is see fictitious stories a la Narcos. Have some thread of credibility. And when they don't have that, it drives me insane. But I still stuck with it with the super cool Justin Bateman. Is that his name? Jason
yes.
Bateman?
Jason Bateman.
Jason. And Laura Linney, everybody being so cool and everybody well, they, whispering. And everybody,
they have to be now because they've been through the ups and downs in season one and season two. I thought I loved it, Mike, because I wasn't expecting – I thought they had done everything they could between these actual narco money laundering storylines. And then they brought in this whole new realm without spoiling anything of the, now trying to go legitimate.
And who doesn't love? And by the way, spoiler alert, if you don't want to hear what's going on and you're worried about it, turn it down because we're talking about it right now.
Here's the thing.
Casino gambling?
Yes.
Your boy?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Hey, how can I not like that?
Right up your alley.
But be credible about it. Be credible about it. Don't be fake about it. I mean, come on. Yeah, you're going to go in and figure out a magical algorithm and walk into a casino. Ooh, and everybody's going to hit a $5,000 jackpot at the same time. And then you're going to sit at the bar and go, we're going to make them stay here all day long unless you sell your casino to give me. I mean, not even the slightest effort at credibility. And I went, bye-bye. Come on.
But after you're invested into it, it's okay.
People are winning.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't want to be
one person. You know, or one person. It's just like no effort was made to even try to make it realistic.
One person loses, and it's Mike.
Where I'm in the room, I'm in the high dollar area, and I go, you won.
I didn't win. No, but you said something. Do you think Jason Bateman is too cool to make the show work?
Yeah.
Because I love him.
He's always too cool.
Oh, he's so
always
great.
Like, yeah, nothing phases me. Yeah. Well, okay. Storyline. What? Where's the deep seated reason that he's going out of his mind to C-block his wife? Well, where's that coming from? Why is he doing something that's going to really jeopardize them?
Okay, because I can spoil it for you right now. I think you're out on the show.
I know what happened down the road.
It triggered something.
Yeah, I understand that it triggered that, but at the state, but still, it's just a long way to go for that.
I love his character because he's as funny. He's just like the same cool character that he was in Arrested Development, but now he's capable of high crimes too. So right, it's like taking this. It let to the next this. Level.
Since we're talking about the show Ozark, which we've never spent a lot of time talking about on this show. All right. Am I to assume that the trauma that his wife, Laura Linney, has experienced through this entire process has damaged her psychologically, correct?
No, right? No. She's still the same raging bitch on wheels that she was at the beginning.
Is she when she goes into that house?
Yes.
And messes with that house?
Yes.
That's what she would have done in the old days?
That's who she was.
Yeah, I think she was always there. Okay. She was always
in season
like that.
One, she was broken. She continues to be broken.
Yeah, right, she's still broken. Yeah. All right.
Like the Liberty Bell, the cracks were made.
Yeah.
That's right.
And at the final episode of this season three, there is a bombshell of bombshells that you do not see coming.
All right. Well, I know, the casino, it wouldn't happen like that.
No, it can't.
You wouldn't be able to. By the way, they're going to sit there.
How would
it
happen?
I don't think, you know what it would happen? What's the movie with Kevin Spacey? It would happen like it happened in...
Oh, with the card counters?
Yeah, it would happen
21?
Like that.
I think it was called 21, yeah.
There is not a casino, be it on a riverboat in a small town, one of the small Hollywood casinos like the one, say, up in Maryland. There is not one of those enterprises that can even begin, no matter how long they've been owned, that does not have the most sophisticated security known to mankind, where you're being watched, where you're looking at everybody, where you have to have people. Instead, it's just like you have, 20 people winning. Well, you better sell to us now or we'll do this to you every day. Duh.
Okay. They skimped on the riverboat budget. I'll give you that.
Oh, didn't they?
Oh, God.
Didn't they skimp those casino sets?
Yeah.
Looks like they rolled some slot machines into my living room.
You are correct. That looked very... So they said, where are we going to cut it?
Looked like something like from 1930.
Yeah. Don't worry, we're going to be shooting it in this guy's den.
This guy's loaning us his den. It looked like someone's riverboat basement theme.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, come on. Like from a set design standpoint, even when they went to the high dollar poker table.
They blew up the other casino, so we're not going to sell to you now, ever. Bye.
Boom. Okay. Ooh, let's figure out how to do the slot machines. Now you have to sell us. Oh, we have to sell you. Sad look on the owner's face. Oh, okay. Blah. God almighty.
Most of the slot machines, Mike, turns out they came from Party City.
Mike.
So
it's such BS.
I like my casino. So how about the movie Casino, okay?
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
How about Ocean's 11?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I want, and Ocean's 11 airs on the side of more sophisticated, probably, than the casinos are. And I like that direction as opposed to, you know, a lady that looks like they just got out of a Lincoln MKZ that happened to own this casino.
What?
And no layer of management. They're just like,
yeah, sell it to us. Yeah, we're doing
that. Mike, what's that casino in West Virginia?
Charlestown.
Okay. Charlestown is nicer than the casino.
Charlestown is sophisticated.
My God. Yes, it is.
Charlestown has the eye in the sky. You didn't see the eye
only
in the
problem,
sky.
The only problem.
Jason Bateman sitting at a computer, like going, hey, what's that? And then, oh, by the way, let's have time to kick the guy, you know, the head of the mafia, the son of the mafia,
Kansas
Don.
City,
let's kick
City
him
mafia.
Into the
water. That's a noted Kansas City mafia.
Let's kick him into the water.
The only problem with the Charlestown Casino is sticky chips. But other than that, it's a fine, fine establishment.
I'm really sorry. I'll give you 10% of everything we own now. 15. You got it. Yeah. All right. Now get the algorithms there like that. Okay. Blow up the other casino. Boom. Yeah. Unbelievable. 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 There's my review of Ozark. Thank you very much. Sorry. I'm out. Still looking for stuff to watch, though. Constantly looking for stuff to watch. 7 Year Itch. Watch that on Turner. Classic.
Great film. Great film. Tom Yule.
War of the Worlds, again, with Tom Cruise.
The Tom Cruise version, that's a great movie, I
pretty
think.
Good
that's
still.
That movie holds
pretty
up
good.
Pretty well.
Pretty
that's
good.
Not bad at all. Especially the opening scenes, you know, where he's finding out what's going on. And, of course, it gives Tom Cruise a good chance to run.
He loves doing that. He does.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. My angel could never cause me. Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you?
I like this.
Yeah, you're great.
I do, too.
I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Meara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Meara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Want to talk brassieres again. Talking to you ladies and some of you guys. You see, Third Love's bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around. Their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes, but they know that you know that the only size that matters is yours. Did you know breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Plus, straps that won't slip, no itch tagless labels, and super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So far, they have donated over $15 million in bras.
Wow.
Carla loves hers. You're going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now.
Hold on a second. I want to make sure this is clear. When?
Right now.
Okay.
To find your perfect fitting bra, get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. Look. I give and I take away. I might have taken away some of the joy for the Ozark fans out there, but let me give something else that you just mark your calendar for what I believe may be the greatest television program.
Yes.
Not, I'm sorry. Coming April 20th. Have you marked your calendar, Oscar?
No, this what's April big. 20th?
Rob, have you made sure that you're going to be sitting in front of your TV on April 30th, 20th?
You have to ask.
What is
Dragnificent.
Yes!
Dragnificent on TLC, 10/9 Central.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't know what Dragnificent's about.
Drag queens.
Yeah, but is it more like...
is it a contest?
Is it toddlers and tiaras? What are we looking at?
I don't know.
Oh, now I got to look it up.
I saw a promo for it.
Into a larger bed?
I don't know what it is. I saw that
Dragnificent.
Is Andre Johnson going to be a part of it?
I don't know.
That's RuPaul, no, you know.
Shannon, what's the show that's on FX with the white rapper that we're watching, Little Dicky?
It's called Dave.
Okay, Mike, if you want to laugh and you want to watch a show on FX, you probably have it on demand.
Reality show?
It's a fake reality show about the inception of a white rapper called Little Dicky who raps about having a small penis. It's pretty funny.
Concept's pretty good.
I like that.
With the concept, that worked. It's, you know, anything we can do to tear ourselves away from the news, if
that,
it's Little Dicky.
That lets you, so it's Dave. He goes by Little Dicky on stage.
Little Dicky. I love that. Let's pop into Rob's world for a second here. Because,
thank you.
Rob, I know you've been you were a busy beaver this weekend. You made my mom's brownies. That was part
of your weekend, by the way, right? It turned into something good to go deep enough into my pantry to find unsweetened baking chocolate. I actually had to reorganize my entire pantry. So my pantry, she is clean, which is a nice feeling when you can organize like that. I think we all are having certain nesting feelings right now and reorganization and cleaning. So that's good. The brownies, Mike.
How old was the chocolat, by the way?
The
Do you think it was long in the tooth a little bit? Because that has a shelf life.
No, probably within a year. But it was, stuff gets moved to the back.
That's kind of different, isn't it, that chocolate, too? I mean, that chocolate is not like a candy bar, right?
No, it's unsweetened. It's totally unsweetened.
So you can kind of keep that storage.
Yeah, yeah. And especially since you're going to melt it, the texture is not as big of a deal.
I'm waiting to find out how you liked them. This is cool.
Now, here's the deal. The recipe was sent to me via photograph by Carla. So was that actually your mom's handwriting?
Might have been. It was so cool.
It's like all great recipes, incredibly vague and required a little decoding.
Hey, how dare you?
Right.
How vague?
No, but I mean, a good baker doesn't need incredible detail. Like, you don't need to break it down like a YouTube thing.
My mom's talking to me for a second. What the f*** does that mean, Rob?
Talk about Mike's mom. How dare
no,
you?
No, I think what it is that she probably
just
had made
like her
them,
incredibly vague.
She was always vague.
I think that probably she had made them so many times, all she needed was the ingredients and not really a procedure to go with it. I mean, there wasn't even like an ingredient list at the top. It wasn't right out like a regular recipe.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry it wasn't detailed enough for you, Elgin.
No, what did I say? I said it was great and it was very cool that it was laid out like
that. What am I missing where I don't understand what detail you're looking for?
Okay, normally a recipe is laid out with a list of ingredients you're going to need.
What I like to do is take the lobster legs out, and I like to get a rolling pin and roll the meat out so I have extra meat. I'm Alton Brown. This is how you get the meat out of a lobster then.
Oh, so they tell you the tools to use for your...
Not the tools. It'll give you an ingredient list, and then it'll give you like a procedure. This was...
Hey, Rob, Alton did teach me how to wash my hands, though.
Well, you see, that's good,
right? I did watch
the
video that he had about washing the hands. I stole that from Elton Brown.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So actually,
I swear to God.
But the detail you're looking for.
No,
is...
You know what? I misspoke. She does have an ingredient list now. But I want to give you this. It's just so simple. I'll show you guys this.
Are you conjuring? What do you mean?
No, I'm not. Is that your mom's handwriting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I love the fact that I got a photograph
of it.
The entire procedure is this. Melt chocolate and butter together. Mix sugar, flour, eggs, and vanilla. Bake approximately 20 minutes, 350. That's it. That's like one sentence. And it was so cool to watch it come together. Brownies, to me, my entire life have been from a box. You get a box of brownie mix and you make them. It's not a complicated thing. And to watch them come together, what it is, it's much more like a dough than a batter. It's very thick.
Yeah,
and
very thick.
I didn't
very
know.
Dense.
Yeah, from the way it came together, I didn't know if I should bake it in a 9x13 or a smaller pan, because if it was going to go into a 9x13, it was going to be very thin. Now, you said
9x13 would be perfectly okay.
They are thin brownies. So what I did is I stepped down to
Did you put it in
like,
a 9x13?
No, I went to a slightly smaller dish, like maybe an 8x6, so they cooked up thicker.
Because you like them thick.
Well, no, because I didn't know. I just didn't know. And I had to adjust the baking time for the internal temperature to come up right. But, Mike, I will tell you, these are a game changer.
Oh,
they are better than any box brownie I've ever had.
How did they come out? So give me with your fingers.
They're
how
still
thick
dense.
How thick did you make them?
Rob like held his hands like a
no. I would say they're probably about like this. And if they were in a 9x13, they would have been very thin. I didn't have any nuts on hand, so I did not put nuts in
great
them.
Great sight gag.
No, don't put. Maybe she put nuts in them at some point.
What about pecans? Pecans
would be good. English walnuts would be good. Black walnuts would be incredible if I had them, but I have none.
I think you're
none
going
nuts.
For almost the candy bar taste. I mean, that's,
it is,
that's
Mike.
What
it
I,
is. The texture is so hungry now. So
I want
good.
Carl to make them today. Mm. I haven't had sugar in a week, and I'm like
and what's
a heroin
great
addict. It's
is
horrible.
That the edges remain slightly crispy while the inside still cooked but gooey. That real softness to it.
I had
met
a
your
cheat
mom
on Saturday night, by the way. That,
what's
that?
That?
Was the, just because I needed sugar.
Was it a
I was
waste
craving
of a
sugar.
Cheat?
It was the worst waste of a cheat in the history of waste of a cheat. All I could find in my scrounging was my son's box of Fruit Loops.
Oh,
not great.
The worst.
Not great. Not
bad
great.
To put in your body. Bad.
Shannon, how come you don't
sugar.
Make brownies ever or anything?
Because we don't have an oven.
Oh, good call.
We don't have nothing.
But Mike, I've had the pleasure of talking to your mom several times. I even met her once, but right. I will say this. I thank her for this recipe. Its simplicity
oh,
is beautiful.
Yay.
And the flavor is great. It's my go-to now. I will not stray
did the
from
family,
it.
Did the family love them?
There's none left.
Oh, they, yeah. This, she's sending me to college, and they'd be like, rats.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I will bake again soon, and I will debut them on the show. I will show them on the show next time.
Yeah,
it was
give
a Saturday
everybody
night
on the show. Then when we're all back together, we should do that. That's awesome.
2023.
That's cool. 2023, when we can all go back to work.
Mike, I'm going
not even
to
a joke.
Bring the brownies after they cancel the NFL season. That's when I'll bring them.
I'm going squirrely in my house. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hi, this is Cam Sinison, and I want to have a little heart to heart. If you're thinking about just listening to the Free Daily Show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow! So if you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well, then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
Sam Kinison impression. I like that.
Yeah, timely.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our shopping center. Spring. Hold on.
Yes.
Spring has sprung.
Yes.
You need things. But have you heard? There's a pandemic.
What?
So you can't go get things. New attire, Easter candy, new hats and or bonnets, grass seed, egg dye, weed eaters, spring things. All unattainable, right? Wrong, Cadbury breath.
What?
You have the TMOS Shopping Center. And even better, you can help us out while you get what you need. That's the magic of the TMOS Shopping Center, everybody. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com, and the banner is right there. It says TMOS Shopping Center. Click it. Go on now. Instant access to Target and Walmart, the two
yes.
we've always talked about.
Love them.
Trust me, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Just make sure that you access them through our banner. Anything and everything you need delivered to your door while you safely isolate in your trusty Barca Lounger. Protect yourself and save others and support TMOS. I think you can even do the thing where you go through our website, find your local store, and order something and go pick it up. I think
that
you can do that, too.
That works,
absolutely.
That
absolutely.
Works.
In these desperate times, it's like a gift from above. Target and Walmart, the TMOS Shopping Center. Shop from home and help us out, people.
News.
News!
Here are some of the major coronavirus developments that are making headlines right now. Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is warning people that the next 2 weeks are extremely important. And, quote, this is the moment not to be going to the grocery store and not to be going to the pharmacy. The CDC has now officially recommended that we all wear a cloth face mask when we go outside. But President Trump says he won't wear one because, well, reasons. That was the answer.
That's our leader.
Strange to hear. You would, Mike, you hear the Queen talk in England. And I'm sure you have this in your news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never wanted a monarchy in my life until I heard her speak to her people.
She's been through the ringer. She was there WW2. She's been there for everything, and she knows how to do
it. That's only the fifth time she's addressed the nation in her 68-year reign. Did you hear her speak?
Isn't that amazing?
I actually have tape of it.
Yeah, let's hear it. That's amazing. Very powerful.
Queen Elizabeth.
bacon, and sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg bacon and spam, egg bacon, sausage and spam.
I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button. I meant to play this one.
I'm speaking to you at what I know is an increasingly challenging time. I want to thank everyone on the NHS frontline, as well as care workers and those carrying out essential roles, who selflessly continue their day-to-day duties. Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it. We will succeed, and that success will belong to every one of us.
I know we oftentimes make fun of the notion of a monarchy, but at a time like
this, we're Americans, it's our job.
But at a time like this, there is a little bit of jealousy that they have a figure that does really unite them like that. That's an amazing thing that they have.
It's called dignity, and you see that, and it's inspiring. We want to look up to people during this time. That's the way it happens. So we don't have it here in the United States.
It's brutal.
Italy, France, and Spain, they all finally saw their daily fatalities drop in the past week. There's some good news that offers a degree of hope for the U.S., but the peak here is still to come. But I think I want to be cautiously optimistic about it. What are you hearing from the front lines, Oscar? What do you hear?
I'm hearing that these next 10 days are going to be crucial across the board, especially for New York and Boston. And I think we'd be fools to think that this is going to stop anytime soon. But the idea that the mortality rate will go down from the 600s, maybe even thousands, as we peak this coming week, or to 10 days, to the hundreds, and hopefully to the single digits. That's all we can hope for right now.
Yeah, we have to. The University of Washington's predictive model sees the peak in the U.S. coming on April 15th, or 1 week from Wednesday, which could bring more than 2,600 deaths in a single day. Whether that's correct or not, the peak is coming in the next few weeks. We don't know what the numbers exactly will be. Bill Gates believes there will be fewer deaths in the U.S. than the White House projection of 100,000 to 240,000. I like it when a smart guy thinks that.
Yes.
He says, quote, "If we do the social distancing properly, we should be able to get out of this with a death number well short of that. I hope and I pray that he is right." Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's likely that coronavirus will become a seasonal occurrence like the flu, but in the future we'll be way more prepared for it, hopefully. He also said that it would be, quote, "a false statement to say the U.S. government has the pandemic under control." And public health experts are worried that Americans are underestimating just how long life is going to be disrupted. I guarantee we're doing that. We are like, when do we go back to the game? I'm not telling my teeth to take it.
I still hate the fact that there's so little that we understand about it. And when the guy, the top dog, is saying it could be something seasonal, if he doesn't know, nobody knows. And that's what's horrifying.
The top dog saying seasonal means that, you know, even when this goes away, it's going to come back again.
Yeah, but also I'm saying that
the key to the kingdom is a vaccine.
But he's not sure even at that point. That's what's scary, is that they're still throwing out theories. Yeah.
Captain Brett Crozier, the Navy aircraft carrier captain who was fired for sending a letter to try to protect his crew from an onboard coronavirus outbreak, has now tested positive. Mm. The federal government will, isn't that weird? On an aircraft carrier, on a ship, everybody gets everything. Mm-hmm. The federal government will pay hospitals for treating uninsured patients with coronavirus. The money comes from the $2.2 trillion stimulus package. Coronavirus isn't just something that people in big cities or older people need to worry about. The outbreak is really starting to affect small towns in the U.S., not just big cities. While the big cities have the most total cases, there are clusters appearing in smaller towns in states like Arkansas, Mississippi, and South Carolina. And the WHO says more and more of the people who are becoming critically ill from the virus worldwide are people in their 30s and 40s, even people with no underlying health conditions. And lastly, on our little update today, a tiger at the Bronx Zoo in New York City has become the first tiger in the world to test positive for COVID-19. It's believed she got it from someone caring for her, but there's no evidence that a cat can infect a person.
She got it from Joe Exotic.
Aren't they quarantining him? I read that somewhere. Yeah. The NBA and the NBA and ESPN teaming up to do a professional horse competition. You know, like that game you used to play in the backyard.
Yeah,
it sounds like an Onion headline, but it's not. These are strange times. It's actually in the works, supposedly. Sources say there are ongoing discussions about a televised tournament involving several players who would do it while they're social distancing. Unclear how it would work, but apparently the players would use their private home gyms and would compete shot for shot in the classic horse battle, challenging each other to hit trick shots.
I'd watch that. Hell yeah.
Absolutely. We need sports
Also, just to see their home gym setups.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be the best part, I think.
No details at this point. Speaking of bored NBA players, the NBA 2K Players Tournament started with a bang Friday night on ESPN with the number 16 seed Derrick Jones Jr. upsetting number 1 seed Kevin Durant. The first round continued last night. There will be more matches tomorrow night, and the final rounds will happen this weekend. I'm not able to watch used golf. I just can't do it. It doesn't do it for me. Watching the old tournaments, you know. Yeah, not enjoying it that much.
Wouldn't you watch Jack win the Masters again? Was it the 86 Masters?
I watched the Masters highlights, and I would watch that. Yeah. Pink had the coronavirus, and it sounds like her 3-year-old son Jameson did too. Luckily, her family was able to weather the storm. In an Instagram post, Pink said, quote, 2 weeks ago, my 3-year-old son Jameson and I were showing symptoms of COVID-19. Fortunately, our primary care physician had access to tests, and I tested positive. My family was already sheltering at home and continued to do so for the last 2 weeks, following the instructions of our doctor. She also announced she's donating $1 million to healthcare workers on the front lines. She went on to say that it's an absolute travesty that testing isn't widely available in the U.S., adding that it's necessary to, quote, protect our children, our families, and our friends and our communities. Yeah, they don't get it. But we'll see what happens. Netflix knows exactly what you need in these troubled times, boys. More Tiger King.
Give it to me. Give it to me, baby.
Supposedly, that's what you're getting like soon, Mom. Remember Jeff Lowe, the sleazy guy from Vegas? Remember that guy?
Yeah. He was great.
He now owns Joe Exotic Zoo and very possibly may have set Joe up in the attempted contract killing of Carol Baskin. Well, in a video message on Saturday, Jeff said, quote, Netflix is adding one more episode. It will be on next week. They're filming here tomorrow. Take care, stay safe, and put your mask on. There's been no word yet from Netflix. So.
I know what the plot is they're going to launch a riverboat casino.
Yeah. This one goes out to Buzz Burbank. Buzz, you were right. Buzz, you were right about Dr. Drew all those years ago. You always told me he was a hack. You always said that, and here it is. Dr. Drew has apologized for getting this coronavirus thing so wrong. He only recently started admitting that it's a serious problem. In fact, there's a video going around that compiles several minutes worth of his ignoramus statements, and he's been trying to get that banned on copyright grounds.
Oh my God.
He's taking a lot of crap.
Was he saying it wasn't a real thing?
It was, he was poo-pooing it.
Oh,
he was
no.
Poo-pooing. Very, very sad. And now a little something. There's a guy named Cameron Compton who owns the Midwest Coast Brewing Company in Chicago, and his business has been hit with 3 burglaries in the past month. Well, after the 3rd burglary, as the cops were investigating, Cameron and his wife were making a report when, quote, my wife made an offhanded comment, sort of joking, saying, they even took our gummy bears. One of the cops ran to the evidence room, grabbed an empty 5-pound bag of gummy bears from the Albanese Candy Factory and asked if those were the gummy bears. They were. Turns out the cops had busted a couple breaking into a business near Cameron's brewery, and the guy was mowing through that bag of gummy bears when the cops showed up. So, the cops arrested 55-year-old Terrence Cole of Chicago for the brewery break-ins. That's right. It looks like they broke up a string of burglaries, all thanks to a bag of gummy bears. Like I always say, dogs and morons, they love to chew, chew, chew. That's hilarious. Keep on chewing. Yeah. It's the texture. It's the flavor. We'll take a break.
5 pounds.
Yes, sirree. Love that Monty Python clip. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. The Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. No,
Okay, okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at the Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, two B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS T-shirt store. I hope y'all had a nice Palm Sunday. I do wish you that. Fun fact, did you know that Palm Sunday is not a holiday to celebrate the late, great Tommy Giacomo?
Rob!
Some people don't know, Oscar.
He just passed.
It's a celebration.
He was drunk when he wrote it because there's a typo where he's supposed to say, "Bet you didn't know that." And it was Bethka didn't know that.
Bethka.
B-E-T-H-C-A. No, Palm Sunday actually starts off Holy Week. So soon we will be saying Christ is risen, but the prices of TMOS merchandise have stayed the same. The TMOS logo t-shirt and the TMOS logo hoodie are still a bargain and still available. So quit wasting time and buy one of each. The hoodie has a pocket that's great for holding Easter eggs. Fun! Now is the time to let your TMOS flag fly, ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Just click the t-shirt banner at MikeOmeraShow.com. Your choice of the striking TMOS logo t-shirt or the dashing TMOS logo hoodie. And when you get yours, put them on. Take a picture. Let us see.
We'd love
to see you wearing them. Available in all sizes from Pony to Rob. Even better, every purchase not only spreads the gospel of your favorite podcast, it helps us in our time of need. It's like Moses said, "Let my people go to the TMS."
What?
To the TMOS. It's like... It's like Moses said, "Let my people go to the TMOS t-shirt store."
Yes.
Balloon head. Let's open his little audio vault.
Bet you didn't know that. Right. Mike, we're going to be okay, because what's great is that even in these hard times, we still have televangelists like Kenneth Copeland. And
I saw this. This guy's amazing.
He's in his super church. Looks very much like the that show on HBO with John Goodman.
Yep.
And it's empty. It's just him and like four helper preachers, and he's preaching to get rid of the coronavirus, and he's going to use not the word of God, Oscar, the wind of God. Mm.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
I blow the wind of God!
The wind of God!
On you.
On you.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
And you will never be back.
And you'll never be back.
Thank you, our God.
I think the best thing is that the wind of God is him just going...
and spitting all over people.
Exactly. There's a lot of particulates. Let's hear that wind of God one more time.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Say it, don't spray it.
Hey, isolate that one. I want that. Give me that one more time. Okay. That's the clip right there.
COVID-19.
Here we go.
COVID-19.
So I think we're going to be okay here. Meanwhile, in Michigan, an Amazon worker walked off of their post because there was concern. They said, what we need to do is we need to stop selling non-essential items, which will allow us to cut hours and make people spend less time at the Amazon warehouse, therefore making things safer. This worker says we need to not sell non-essential items.
They should not be selling non-essential items. If you go on the website, all the essential items are sold out. Until you restock and until you close this building, shut it down. Dildos are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but dildos? No.
Dildos are not essential items. Which reminds me.
Listen to me.
All right. Listen, I'm going to get my selfish on for a second here, okay?
Okay, sure.
Listen, what you do is you protect them and you put them, you give them all mm-hmm. the stuff they need to be safe in there, but everything's essential at Amazon. There are people now surviving on delivery items.
You're right.
I mean, and I'm not, and I'm telling you, it's mental survival. Look. Cut the hours. Do whatever you want. Keep everybody safe and do whatever you can for those employees working there. But this is part. Look, we don't have delivery. We're not a dick in this country right now. Okay.
So to speak.
But you got dildos.
Yes,
got
exactly. Dildos. And you know what I say to that? I say.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
There you go. Let us close with this, something that I find absolutely delightful. Mike, do you remember a week or so ago we were talking about director Werner Herzog?
And yeah, we were talking, that guy.
And you were making him talk a little bit like a Hogan's Heroes character. Well, I found a tape of his actual voice that I find very lovely because not only do we know how he actually talks, we find out what he is most scared of in this entire world. Let us close with director Werner Herzog.
The enormity of their flat brain. The enormity.
I need to tell you, he's talking about chickens that he's scared of. He's scared of chickens.
The enormity of their flat brain. The enormity of their stupidity is just overwhelming. You have to do yourself a favor when you're out in the countryside and you see chicken. Try to look a chicken in the eye with great intensity. And the intensity of stupidity that is looking back at you is just amazing. By the way, it's very easy to hypnotize a chicken. They're very prone to hypnosis. And in one or two films, I've actually shown that.
So, Mike, remember the intensity of the stupidity. It's like meeting with a program director. That is your magic audio vault. Have a good Monday, everybody.
The chicken.
Chicken.
The chicken.
Chicken.
Wo ist der chicken? Einen chicken.
All right. Well, stay safe, everybody. Let's all have that collective mind meld today.
Yes.
To make those numbers keep going down in the parts of the country where they're going down. We really hope that is the case. And really, I think it's being demonstrated that by listening to what these people are telling us about social distancing, being careful, washing your hands, doing everything they tell us to do, maybe we can make this thing go away quicker. And let's pray we can do that. Anyway, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Just trying to have a little fun, folks, that's all.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.